Parents, thank you for coming out. It's good to see so many of you here this afternoon. Let us now hear from our main presenter, Marva Ximenes. Ms. Ximenes is the director of the Child Labor Unit in the Ministry of Labor, and she'll be telling us about child labor and how it affects our children.
Good afternoon, parents. Thank you for having me at your PTA meeting this afternoon. Jamaica has been working with the International Labour Organization to address the issue of child labour since year 2000. We have made some progress. Before we started in 2000, we never had the Child Care and Protection Act. Since that time, we have had the Child Care and Protection Act of 2004. And Section 33 actually addresses the issue of child labour where no child under the age of 13 is to be employed. Between the ages of 13 to 15, they can be employed in what we call light work, and conditions will apply. It means that you're not to have your 12-year-old or your 13-year-old child lifting a 100-pound bag of rice. Developmentally, that's not good for the child. You're not supposed to have your child on the streets selling. That means they're moving in and out of traffic, and they are there for very, very long hours, and they are inhaling the exhaust fumes from the car, which the gasoline has led, and that's bad for their brain development. So they won't be able to function and to do very well at school. What we are targeting for urgent and immediate attention are the worst forms of child labor. We are talking about where children are forced or used in the production of pornographic material, where children are being used in prostitution, or they're being forced to take part in activities that are illegal. You're encouraged to report all cases of abuse, which includes child labor. Whether you know it or it is even suspected, we encourage you to report to the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, and you can call our offices at 948-0098, and you can call 1-888-PROTECT to inform the relevant authorities of any cases of or all cases of child abuse that you are aware of or you suspect to be taking place. Are there any questions that you would like me to clarify from what I've said?
You're saying that children must not do anything at all? Because I don't think it is right. Them supposed to do work around the house and not going in a lazy picnic.
Not all work that is done by children is considered to be bad. Because I'm quite sure all of us have had the experience in growing up where we were taught to be industrious and to develop habits that are serving us well now as adults. Children can be allowed to assist their parents in carrying out certain chores. Now, it doesn't mean that they are not supposed to go to school for the first half of the day because they are at home assisting. No, they are supposed to be in school. So if school starts at 7 and dismisses at 3, they are supposed to be at school. They are not supposed to be absent on Thursday or Friday because they go after LP in the market. No, they must be at school when they are supposed to.
I am a vendor. That is how I make my living. So you are saying my 10-year-old can't sell with me? Not even on Saturdays?
No, absolutely not. We would strongly discourage that. In selling, usually children are in spaces that we would consider to be harmful. Whether it is the market or on the sidewalks, it is a vulnerable situation. You cannot be absolutely attentive. So unfortunately, we have had tragic incidents where children have been violated because they were in those spaces. So we totally discourage that kind of thing. Okay, there are no more questions. Again, let me thank you for your invitation to come and to address you this afternoon.
We'd like to thank the director of the Child Labor Unit, Ms. Marva Ximenes, for being here with us.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.